This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome here on WSFI Spotlight. On today's episode, I am honored to be joined by Father John Grigas. Father John Grigas is the rector of the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois. He has also served as the spiritual director for the John Paul II Second Adoration Society of Chicago. Father, thank you so much for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight.
It's really a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So today is the feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. I want to find out a little bit from you as you're at the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Just a little bit about Max Kolbe's life and what he means to Catholicism.
Well, St. Maximilian Kolbe was a devout Catholic in Poland. Quite obviously, his parents were very, very devout. And he had an experience of Our Lady very early on. I think most people know the circumstances. His mother asked him to take care of his younger brother and soup that was cooking. She was a seamstress, and her neighbor called her to fix up some drapes and told Maximilian, his name was Raymond, or short Mundek in Polish, please take care of the soup and your brother. And of course, a friend of his called him out, and he left his brother and got all messed up, and soup oiled over. And mother came in exasperated and said, what's going to become of you? And really hit Maximilian very much in his heart, and he was starting to worry. And for about 2 days, he was kind of moping and didn't know what to do. And the next day, he was joyful. And so his mother sat him down and said, what's happened to you? And then he began to relate the story. Mommy, when you told me what's going to happen to me, I really started to worry. And so I went to the corner where we pray and asked the Mother of God to tell me what's going to happen with my life. She didn't say anything. So I figured I would have to go to her house and to our church. So I did. And she appeared to me. She appeared and she was beautiful, nothing like the statue. And she was holding two crowns, a white crown and a red crown. And she gave me to understand that the white crown meant that I would be dedicated to God, that I would marry, and a red crown that I would give my life as a martyr. And she asked me, do you want this? And I said, with all my heart, I want it. She smiled and disappeared. And ever since then, I was just unfired, you know, and I just wanted to be obedient to you, Mommy, and give my life to the Lord. That's how it started with him.
How beautiful. So he ends up becoming a conventual Franciscan friar
yes.
in Poland. And he starts this Militia of the Immaculata movement. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, first of all, the term militia, you know, Poland did not exist at that particular point. It was taken over by Austria-Hungary and Russia. And so there was a whole movement among the Catholic youth to free Poland, and so the whole militia. And at one point, Maximilian also wanted to kind of discern whether he was called into the army to fight for Poland or whether he was to dedicate his life in a spiritual manner, and the answer came in a spiritual manner. So that whole militia was there, and Our Lady, we know, in the Genesis and in Revelation, is in a battle with Satan over the church, you know, over each and every single one of us. So he knew that if he was going to win this battle for the church, he would have to ally herself with the one who has been promised to, with her son, to stump Satan with her heel, and the victory would be definite. And so as he entered the seminary in Rome, his spirituality began to evolve through retreats, through different insights, and he learned about Alphonse Ratisbonne, who was a Jewish atheist, and how he was given the miraculous medal to wear by his friend and to say the Memorare prayer. He joked it off, but in several days, Our Lady appeared to him just like she was on a miraculous medal, and he had an instant infusion of all the truths of the Catholic faith in such a way that in a couple of weeks, he was actually went before the Pope and was interviewed and was baptized because he knew the whole faith. So Maximilian realized that the miraculous medal is going to be the bullet that is going to pierce the Satan's heart, and it's going to be the sign of his movement and what he's going to spread in order to spread fervor and consecration to Our Lady.
Wonderful. So Maximilian Kolbe also used the modern media to really
yes.
promote the faith. So could you just tell us a little bit about Max's efforts with the media?
Well, he was very much of a believer that you have to Be where the people are at, and you'll have to tap into the means that people listen to ordinary news and watch television in order to hear the gospel story and to have their lives be changed. And so he founded Marytown according to the Franciscan ideals of poverty, which he lived very strictly, but all of the funds that he acquired were dedicated towards building up the media. In his time, it was the printed word. And so he had the largest circulation ever in history, over a million periodicals, and it was went all over to Poland and beyond. And he had dreamed, actually wrote about opening up a television station back in the 30s and radio stations. And if he was alive today, definitely it would be through the internet and all of it, because he believed in that firmly, that the devil can use that for malicious purposes, but we can tap into it and to use it for good purposes for the Lord. And it is a massive way to reach out to the people with the gospel, with the story of our beautiful faith.
So what are some of the things that you're seeing happen through the media and the Catholic Church?
Well, I believe that more and more radio stations like yourselves are on. I know I was involved with Relevant Radio and had a spiritual direction hour for many, many years each week. And there are television programs, and more are feeding the call to use the media and to use the internet, especially now. This is the online age, and people, young people, actually consider themselves to have an online community, a chat community with each other. So you have to use the Facebook and all the online media in order to be able to use it for good by propagating the gospel and our faith and then the stories of our saints and so on, because this is where especially the young culture is at.
You hit that buzzword a couple times there, Father, young people.
Yes.
And so the militia of the Immaculata movement and all of this modern media is starting to begin to hit our youth.
Yes, it is. And we're finding out that the young people are very much hungry, and there are vocations, and they're not looking for religious orders or dioceses that are secular. They're looking for religious orders and dioceses that really are Orthodox, that are Catholic. And they're responding, those that allow themselves to be renewed, orders in which the habit is worn, in which there's fidelity to the pontiff and to the Catholic faith, where there's devotions to Our Lady, and Eucharist and Eucharistic adoration are very much popular among the young people. They're not rejecting it, they're wanting it more and more. So it shows, I think, the power and the truth of our Catholic faith. It just has to be renewed. We've kicked it aside for a while. We left it. A lot of religious and priests left our Catholic Church, but the young people now are hungering, because I think the Lord uses the truth to be able to renew His Church in every age, and He's doing it right now.
Wonderful. For our listeners, we're listening to the voice of Father John Grigas. He is the rector of the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois. He has also been the spiritual director for the John Paul II Adoration Society in Chicago. So, Father, it's great having you here. It's wonderful talking about St. Maximilian Kolbe and all the many different charisms and things that has spread out just because of who he was and his life today. But I want to find out a little bit now about your efforts at Marytown and what Marytown is about and the many things that are going on for the faithful there.
Well, Marytown is many things. It's, first of all, it's the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe. So it's the central place in which devotion to Maximilian Kolbe, if you have a devotion, that is the central place in the U.S. and Canada to come to. It's the national center of the Militia of the Immaculata, the consecration movement. We're also a retreat center. People come and do weekend retreats, weekday retreats. We have rooms and facilities for that. And we're also the main Eucharistic adoration shrine within the Archdiocese of Chicago. And this is why my previous involvement with the adoration program in the Archdiocese, Cardinal George asked me to be on it before I left for parish work. You know, so we're multiple kind of it, but it's all under the auspices of what Maximilian Kolbe wanted and Our Lady. So it's Our Lady's House, but the central feature of Our Lady's House is really the Eucharist. It's Eucharistic adoration. We're almost a minor basilica. Our monstrance is like 5.5 feet tall. We have masses every single day and weekends, and people just flock to come.
This has been fantastic, Father, talking with you. We do have to take a short break here, but we will be right back here on WSFI 88.5 FM with more WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. We'll be right back after this.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Are you concerned about the infringements on religious freedom and what can be done about it? Join forces with WSFI at the Lake County Catholic Breakfast entitled Faith and Freedom at the Deer Path Inn on September 13th at 9 a.m. Peter Breen, Vice President and Senior Counsel for the Thomas More Society, will address the current cultural climate, common concerns, and practical suggestions for the faithful to mobilize and end religious infringement. The morning will be hosted by the Chicago Bears' Patrick McCaskey, WSFI Chairman, and also feature special guest Brian Birch, president and co-founder of Catholic Vote. Tickets are $25 per person, and proceeds from the breakfast will benefit WSFI Catholic Radio. For more information or to register for this event, visit WSFIRadio.org. That's WSFIRadio.org. Or call 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455.
Lake County Catholic Breakfast, sponsored in part by Catholic Financial Life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back here to this special episode of WSFI Spotlight. Our guest is Father John Grigas. He's the rector of the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois. He's also the spiritual director, or was the spiritual director, for the John Paul II Adoration Society of Chicago. And, Father, we were talking a lot about St. Maximilian Kolbe's life and all of the things he did in it and inspired others to do. But one of those things that I'd like to touch on just a little bit deeper is the Marian consecration.
Sure. Well, basically, Maxim Kolbe knew and believed what the Church believes is that Our Lady's heart was completely pure. It was transparent and totally open to God's will. Therefore, her will is God's will. And she also is the mother of Jesus. She knew Jesus. And as Holy Father Pope John Paul II mentioned in the Rosary of the Virgin Mary, when we pray through the Rosary and seek her intercession, it is as if Our Lady herself prayed through us. So the whole consecration movement is really rooted in the words of Jesus from the cross when he said to John, "Behold, this is your mother," and to his mother, "Behold, your son." That didn't apply just to John, it applied to all of Christ's faithful disciples. So that's the scripture foundation. Mm-hmm. For Maximilian Kolbe, it was the shortest means to attain union with Jesus Christ, because Our Lady would come to that person's assistance, and in particular through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the quality of her pure heart would be imprinted upon one's own pure heart, which is totally open to God's will. So this is where the consecration of Maximilian Kolbe comes in. And there's a threefold movement of the consecration. There's an MI1, MI2, MI3. MI1 is a general consecration. You can go on consecration.com, which is the Marytown's consecration website. The regular Marytown website is marytown.com. But there you can read about the consecration and pray the consecration on the Feast of Our Lady and give your name to the National Center, and you are consecrated. You will be sent a little packet with a miraculous medal to wear, which is the sign of those who are being consecrated. MI2 is the establishment of villages like in parishes where groups pray together the rosary and they read readings from sayings from St. Maximilian Kolbe and repeat the consecration. MI3 is a total dedication towards the work of spreading the consecration, like at Marytown, for example. The friars are dedicated towards that work on a national level, so that would be the MI3 level.
Oh, wonderful. How great. So I want to make sure that we encourage our listeners to visit the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe. How do they get in touch with, how do they visit the shrine?
Well, you can go on the website, marytown.com or consecration.com. On marytown.com, we also have an extensive gift shop. We have books and tapes, a lot of conferences that I produced when I was here on various topics, the sermons and rosary of all mysteries of the rosary and so on. You can also come and visit us. We're at 1600 West Park Avenue, Libertyville, Illinois. Our phone number is 847-367-7800. We're also retreat centers, so if you want to take some time off and spend some time at our place and pray at the beautiful Adoration Shrine, it would be a wonderful thing to do.
Father, before I let you go, could we have a blessing from you?
Sure. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise, especially this day as we honor St. Maximin Kolbe on his feast day. And from the National Shrine, I wish to impart your blessings, O Lord God, as you give to us priests upon all of our listeners, that you may enter deeply into each and every single one of their hearts, and especially those areas within our hearts that need a Savior's touch, that are hurting, that are in need, whether it be financial, emotional, physical, spiritual, relational, whatever it may be. May you touch the heart of every single person that is listening, and may you grant them the help that they need. We pray that St. Maximin Kolbe may intercede for them, along with Our Lady, as we bless them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father. This has been the voice of Father John Grigas. He is an OFM Conventual Franciscan and the rector of the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe at Marytown in Libertyville, Illinois. Once again, a big thanks to Father John Grigas. And this has been WSFI Spotlight. And from all of us here at WSFI, thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.